Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show with spam on the menu. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope,
we have guests in to talk TV, we review the latest from Green Day and a couple of other movies, and Jared barely makes it to the show as his backyard attempts to swallow him whole.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Scope Train keeps rolling on. Episode 73.
Shane, I like to call it the Scope of Cabana.
Scope of Cabana. Do you have a funny nickname, Adam? No. Yes, Adam is here, everyone. 2 weeks in a row. Or two shows in a row.
The Scoop. He's back on the Scoop.
He's back doing the Scoop.
He wasn't on the last show. Earl was there.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Take it back.
Are you saying that Earl and Adam are now interchangeable?
People love Earl so much that...
Can we not say people and just specify the two?
The one person that emailed in. So as Jared teased in his introduction, we've got guests in, not just Adam.
Adam's a guest now.
Yeah. Two of our favorites. Let's start with the often heard, much beloved princess of pop culture, Molly. How are you doing, Molly?
Good.
I'm talking to you like I haven't seen you in
it's
years.
It's been forever.
Less than 24 hours, people.
Yes, less than 24 hours.
Molly, people love you.
Thank you.
I can't even describe it. You get the most positive feedback out of anyone who's ever on the
I
show.
I love you too.
Adam. You're smirking.
You know the. We got the comments this week. Uh-huh. The email. I didn't forward it, but I sent it to everyone.
I woke up to that in the morning. Yeah, it was great.
You're just trying to get her all riled up, aren't you?
You're just so sweet and sexy, Molly.
It was
sweet and sexy.
In case you're having a
boring
day. That's
a new McChicken sandwich.
Molly's sweet and sexy. But I was trying to practice a sexy voice, but it doesn't really work
for me. Do you think she has a sexy voice?
Hell no.
How about the sexiest?
The sexiest.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, speaking of sexy voices, hold on, Molly.
Yeah, I know what you're coming
to. We're going to bring in our second special guest.
Killer segue, just completely stepped on.
He's been on the show once before.
Hey, Shane, I just want to tell you about my new soup I'm making.
Oh, really? Go ahead.
Does it have broccoli?
Minestrone.
It does. It's chopped up finely.
Ooh.
Wow.
Little onion?
I say we've got flavor. A second guest in the house. He's been here once before.
See, I make the noodles fresh. That's the key.
He's been here once before, I say.
Wait,
just get working on those sound effects there,
has
Chief.
He been here before?
He's been here one time.
Was I here too?
I think you guys were together.
I win.
you may or may not remember him, but after this episode, I guarantee you will never forget him. It's Scooter.
Hello.
He's the only guy who's ever been on the show that has a legitimate nickname. You know, I mean, that's
true.
That's what people call him. You know, you'd think that Earl would have a million of them. Even Adam probably could have a few.
No.
But Scooter is the only one. Scooter, say something.
Hi.
Wow, here we go.
Scooter,
and now we know why he's only been on one time.
I was
use your sexy voice that you've been practicing.
I did practice. I asked Shane a provocative question at work.
What was that? Was it about my junk?
No. It was whether or not you would like to do certain activities with me. Would you like me to repeat it?
Yes, please.
Would you like to play D20 rules Dungeons & Dragons? It's not provocative.
Yes, of
right?
course. That's a yes.
Would you like to have sex with me, Shane?
Wow. That could be the worst sexy voice ever.
Yep.
I love it. Wow. Scooter.
Molly and Adam.
Just imagine
Molly,
that being on top of you voice coming out.
I had to compete with...
You know, we're having a little bit of a competition today. Who is the better guest?
So you really guys really have to show up and
I know.
Bring your stuff,
You're
as they say.
You're going down, Scooter.
But the, you know, right now...
Downtown.
We usually judge that based on flashing. So, just so you guys
I don't want to see that.
Scooter, zip your pants back up.
Scooter and Molly are here to talk television. We'll get to that in a little bit, but they are two of the biggest experts probably in the country. I mean, Ben Silverman, NBC, goes to them, asking them about programming.
Well, then I guess we can pretty much agree they're terrible.
Good!
Oh, sad.
Before we get into that, I want to talk a little bit about commerce. I want to talk a little bit about commerce.
It's the economy section.
Actually, this ties into our review for Green Day. And I just want to let everyone know that Green Day is... That album would have been the first album in a year or so I would have purchased a physical CD.
Yep.
And that day, Jared IMs me and says, hey, you're going to pick up Green Day for $5 at Amazon.com.
Yep.
And sure enough, that's what I did. And it got me to think about a possible topic here today, which is there a low enough price point for people to buy albums, almost like a Insta-purchase sort of thing, rather than making it a big deal? $10 to $15 is your average price for a CD nowadays.
Is this aimed at Scooter and I, since we both...
don't buy a lot of albums,
yeah,
is what you're saying?
Let's put it that way.
Well, yeah, I mean, you two are part of the equation, but okay. I'll ask you that question. Molly, I know that you buy a lot of CDs, right? Or do you download?
No,
what do you do?
I buy songs. Mm. I don't download them for free. I mean, I pay for my single
every
songs
music
that I buy, but
purchase you pay for.
Let me tell you a funny story.
But the other thing is, I also go to Adam Scooter and another friend and say, "Get me this," and then I get.
And then you have a listening party.
But let's
right?
call that A-Tunes. Adam Tunes.
A-Tunes. So Adam and Scooter, what's it going to take for people to buy music legally? Scooter. I'm pointing at him.
I want to say the $5 to $10 range.
Do you think something like that is an impulse buy?
Yeah.
Aren't they already? I mean, isn't iTunes number one
actually,
music store?
They're
now?
$9.99
yeah,
for most albums. Yeah.
What is it going to take for people to buy every album that they
have
want?
Even a slight interest in?
$4.99
or not even a slight interest, but I'm just saying, 10 years ago, everybody bought albums. I mean, I would buy...
Well, there was no other option.
Yeah,
well, there was. Napster was around at that
time. I would buy, I'd have my DVDs for the week, and I'd have my CDs for the week, and I would buy that stuff. Granted, it was a little bit different time. Yeah, the world wasn't crumbling around us,
but I
would buy CDs. It was part of my
ago.
Purchase.
I don't think we're ever going back to that, so I don't know really I think most people are either like or going to be like Molly, where... albums are kind of this thing that's like an antiquated system.
I think if they really looked at themselves, they could probably do CDs are $9.99, downloads are $4.99 for an album, and I think they would see an uptick in sales, uptick.
If someone's only buying one or two tracks from an album, let's say they do it for between $1 and $1.50 a piece, mm-hmm. why not just make the entire album $5? They get all that stuff, and they're getting profit from things that they wouldn't get profit from otherwise. Molly,
I was going to say, you changed the subject. I don't know.
That's, so far, not ranking well in best
no,
guess.
No, okay.
Scooter, by silence,
here's,
you are going up in the standings.
Here's yes. the, but my friend Nick, who buys every album he gets, he buys. He likes to have a physical copy. But he likes it when they give him those free downloads so he doesn't have to go and do... the work. Also, he buys the vinyl, and they all come with free.
Yeah, so Nick's
pretentious. Yeah,
so
he's like a one in a million.
I know, but
it doesn't really represent the average consumer.
I was trying to think about it, and I was trying to think about all the albums that I actually know front to back, where I listen to the whole thing, and that just doesn't happen anymore. And I don't. I think pretty soon people aren't going to be putting them out at all, or they have to be a concept album.
Album
out,
or artists will just start releasing one or two songs at a time as
exactly.
they're ready, instead
but,
of. And it's really changing the entire model of how the music industry works. You don't release an album anymore and then tour to support that album.
Something I'd like to propose, though, is the myth that all of a sudden there aren't good albums that all albums in the past were good and albums now are bad.
That's a myth.
I think that everybody has to come to the understanding that full albums rarely are good.
It's the same thing as the SNL argument.
Grow to like them.
Well, and now with the advent of the ability to purchase single songs off of it, now you're like, well, gee, maybe those songs that I would have just tolerated in the past on an album, because I wasn't getting completely raped on the price, and
mm-hmm.
and it's like, oh, those are okay, but now I'm really buying it for these two or three songs. Now you just buy those two or three songs, and you're like, screw the other crap. And I think maybe the perception is that those filler tracks are not as good as they are, or maybe we're just, I don't know.
So are those filler...
I guess the point is that, yes, through the history of recorded popular music, an album has often had a bunch of crappy songs on it
and
a couple of good ones.
I think in the end, we can all agree that the worst development here is the disappearance of the classic hidden track from CDs.
It's gone. I mean, we must mourn that.
Yeah. You lost the hidden track, but now with like iTunes, you get the bonus track that you're not getting on the
or from
album,
Amazon or someplace
Amazon or
like
wherever.
That.
But I like the idea of, here, we're putting out, we made this one song, we're putting it out, because when I buy my one or two songs, I don't go and test out the rest. I might listen to the 10 seconds or whatever, but if you put it out one at a time, I'm more apt to actually listen to it and buy more songs because you're giving me that opportunity just to hear that one at that one particular time.
Gotcha.
There is a problem with that model, though.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Now people expect their favorite artist to produce a hit every time.
Mm-hmm.
You can't put on an album of 12 songs, have, you know, three or four good songs, and the rest are just okay. You know, but they're still adding to the body of work, and maybe certain songs speak to certain people. Now, if you're only releasing single songs at a time, you want that to be a hit, and I think it really stifles creativity.
And
honestly.
I'm
speaking of that from looking at it from the other side as someone, you know, albeit small time, but as someone who is in that same position where you have to release songs that are, you know. Single songs on a scheduled basis or whatever, it's hard. It really, you know, you're like, geez, I don't want this to just be a regular track. I want this to be something that people are really going to like because they may not come back.
Jared always does this to us, doesn't he? He always turns the table.
Jared,
he's
should stop releasing shit. We don't want filler tracks.
But maybe, Jared, if we change that model. I mean, if you're changing that model to the single songs, maybe that expectant that you every song has to be a hit would change.
Here's part of the problem. What about new bands? You know, I mean, to get to those new songs, those great songs, sometimes they have to go through 9, 10, 11, 12 songs to get to that one hit.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, of course. I'm right. Scooter, you are like flatulent Scooter. You're silent but deadly.
Yes.
Let's hit us with some insightful commentary right now.
One thing. You mentioned like the bonus hidden track. Something that kind of sucks in terms of music now is the retailer-specific bonus stuff.
Yes, indeed.
I hate that. And it seems like more and more people are doing that.
Like now. All the Walmart stuff where they have all the swear words edited out. That's their bonus.
Yeah, they're doing that with video games, too. But, yeah. It seems like it should be all digital, but now they're doing this whole, like, oh, if you buy it at Amazon, you get this special bonus Amazon track. I'm like, well, I want that track. If it's a song you made, fuck, I want it. Shoot, I want it.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Explicit tag, Jared.
It's a default.
Jared says about once every three shows. Let's do around the room instant poll, and then we're going to get on with the show. Uh-huh. If albums were $5 across the board, would you buy more of them legally? We'll look at Adam and start with him. Adam.
Probably not.
Jared.
Absolutely.
Molly.
I would.
Scoot.
Probably.
And the correct answer is yes. We would buy more albums if $5 a piece. Thank you very much. Applause.
Yes.
Okay, so that will dovetail right into our Green Day review in probably about 4 hours when we get to it.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do until we get to that Green Day? Well, guess what, guys? We're covering the 2008-2009 television season.
Here's an idea,
Adam.
Actually, can we turn the podcast into a choose-your-own-adventure type book?
Yeah.
Because then you could say, if you want to go right to the Green Day review...
Walk through that dark cavern.
Right, or if you wanted to walk through the dark cavern, and then we will touch you grossly for the next 4 hours.
Don't you hate it when you get to choose your own adventure and you pick the wrong one and you die in the second page and it's just one paragraph?
Yeah, also,
dumbest move ever. You are dead.
Shane? Also, that when I read those books, I kept my options open. And you could actually see me with fingers jammed into different spots.
Jared has 18 fingers on one hand,
so I could go back to key points in the story and go, I don't like how that turned out. Let's go back to the other choice.
I've never read a choose your own adventure.
You know what's great about those books? They were the worst stories ever, but
they're
like. Whoever came up with them was like, wow, this is a terrible kid's book.
Yeah.
I have an idea. Let's make it all out of order.
Yeah.
And then people will be like, oh, this is a good gimmick.
Yeah. I was a fan of the time travel ones myself, or Time Machine, I think they were called.
And I had Indiana Jones Choose Your Own Adventure books when I was growing up. Hmm. Pretty exciting.
Really?
Yes, I did.
I didn't even know they existed.
Yep, they had a few of them. So
Lucas. All Lucas.
Scooter, do you ever read?
No.
Okay. So that's why we're going to be talking about TV 2008-2009. We've brought in Scooter and Molly.
Word.
They may watch more television than me. I'm not sure.
We do.
We'll find out. Right. They are going to give their opinions in possibly one of the best segments we've ever done on the history of the show.
Okay.
Adam. Oh, wow.
That's high platitudes.
Be happy you're here, Adam.
Taking it
up.
We're also reviewing Green Day, as we talked about, but we'll also be talking about Terminator. We'll be talking about Night of the Museum.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff. I know Adam has scoured the internet for the best news stories of the past 2 weeks, and we're going to be covering that as well in our segment. We just titled this Under the Scope.
Oh, is that new?
That's new.
I better produce some assets during the show.
I don't know when the news comes in Under the Scope, but I know it's going to be somewhere.
We'll just wing it. Mm-hmm.
And then finally...
I think Adam's exasperated at that joke.
No, that keeps going and going. Speaking of old jokes, Tom Cruise has something to say.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much. And finally, Jared has selected a song to play at some point in the show. So I'm very excited about this. It's an action-packed show, Jared.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stop talking. We're going to move on to some sort of segue, and then we're going to go on with the rest of the show.
Right.
Let's do that.
You've got questions. Tony's got answers. It's time for Ask Tony. Dear Tony, I'm trying to lose some weight before an upcoming convention so I can fit into my Aquaman costume. Do you have any diet and exercise tips? Signed, Portly in Pittsburgh.
Dear Portly, I'm not sure what an Aquaman is, but it sounds slightly queer. That being said, Tony Partington loves all kinds, including these fruity Aquamen. So stay away from the ding-dongs and the monster burgers, Tubby. And for maximum impact, try Billy Blank's Taibo 2006 Boot Camp Elite DVD, along with Yoga Lattes. It helps sculpt my body into perfection. We're talking museum quality, baby. Thanks for writing, Lardo. Keep on listening to The Scope.
If you have a question you'd like to ask Tony, send your question.
Wow, are you terrible? Why don't you leave the voiceover work to the professionals, pal? Don't you have some girls to not ask out? If you would like me, Tony Partington, to impose my advice on you and set you on a path to glory, send your tales of woe and misery to AskTony@thescopeshow.com. I promise not to be too destructive, but let's face it, the truth hurts. And it hurts some of you more than others. Now, back to The Scope.
We are back. The Scope marches on, and this is going to be very, very exciting, Adam. It's the 2008-2009 TV report card.
I don't own a TV.
So how do you watch all these programs?
I'm trying to be like one of those pretentious people.
No, you don't need to say that to make
that point.
I also
read Infinite Jest. So
there we go.
What's up?
What's up? So today,
you live in Portland? Go ahead, Shane.
Today, I've gathered a panel, myself personally, I gather these people, a panel of the most...
Oh, that's what the ox card is for.
Yeah, the learned TV experts in the world today. Why, you ask? Obviously, it's a breakdown of the most recent TV season. We'll cover all the highs and lows. We'll tackle all the questions the professionals are scared to answer. And most of all, Adam will do it without his pants.
As per usual.
As usual.
Tonight at the barbecue, I'm going completely pantsless.
Right, let's go again.
So,
really? I'm really happy about that.
You are trashing my scene.
Right. Stop it. You're trashing my scene. Molly, Adam, yeah. Scooter, Jared, I've got a list of questions. Let's get started.
Do it.
Yes.
We'll go around the room. You can raise your
Scooter's
hand.
Scooter's my favorite guest of all time.
Yes.
Name a show that deserves an A for the season. Tell us why.
Like a new show or just a
show? Any show, 2008-2009. I'm going to go right to Scooter. I mean, the guy's been quiet. He's obviously saving up all of his speaking for this segment. Scooter, think about it.
I'm going to choose to go with
Scooter,
the new
go ahead, give us an answer.
And I say Fringe.
Scooter, please, tell us.
Hey.
You can't give that an A.
I can.
You
Fringe.
Cannot.
Why can't he?
Because.
Scooter gave me one of these. I don't know.
Because myself and even
Shane Scooter, your voice has
it.
Changed.
That there was a point where I quit, and Shane was like, am I going to quit because it's so bad? But he just
why,
stick
why am
it
I
out.
Doing this sort of yoga flame maneuver right here
Fringe,
with my head bobbing
Fringe started kind
of
weak, but once
yeah,
they...
Yeah, you can't give it an A if it starts off weak. You can give it like an A-minus or a B-plus.
I believe this is my grade that I'm doing it.
You two kids.
I just thought it was great at the end. Like the last half of the season was very good TV.
How do you get by the fact that the show started off so slowly, as Ms. Molly's
exactly.
pointing out?
What,
justify yourself,
justify.
Sir.
How about if it was that good the whole time, it would have been the best show ever?
It would explode the universe. It could be too good.
No.
I'm using this time to engineer Scooter's sound because I have nothing to contribute to the Fringe conversation.
Also, for now on, I would just like everyone to
don't
remember,
spoil it for me because I'm 4 episodes.
We're grading on Molly's objective scale, not our own subjective scale.
Oh, okay, so it's by the Molly ranking system.
Idiots.
Yeah, exactly.
So
seriously, but how are you giving it an A when it started off so slow?
Because I thought the second half made up for it. And, I mean, it wasn't that it was bad the first half. It didn't explain like the overall mythos of the show, but once they got into that, it was actually fairly interesting.
Some might say with new
very
shows it also takes time to find your voice.
Yes,
correct.
I would agree with that.
I mean, The Office didn't start off as this great show. It took a full season pretty much to get to it.
I understand.
But would you give that an A though? The first season, well, that was if it took whole a time season, to find though, its voice.
That was its own. You know? I understand where you're coming from, Molly. Because if you're reviewing an entire season, mm-hmm. you're saying you should take the whole season
exactly,
into consideration.
Not just that.
But Scooter's just saying that the last half made up for. So like he's saying that the scores on average, if you averaged all of them together, it would
so
be
what
an
are
a
you
for
giving
him.
Them like? A plus pluses or something to make it up.
I wow. mean, all right. Wow. Waited great. Wow. Adam, you've got a lot to say, obviously.
Sure.
So what is your A selection? Your great show.
Sure. I would like to go with a new show also, but I don't want to copy Scooter, and I think Fringe is the only one that I still liked, or that was new this year. So I'm going to go with How I Met Your Mother.
I think that's a good choice, Adam.
Yeah, thank you. I think that every season it's gotten better. And it's getting to that point where it's kind of Arrested Development on a very, very light scale in terms of how they are. A lot of the jokes are becoming meta and reused from previous seasons, but not on the point where with Arrested Development, by the third season of Arrested Development, if you hadn't seen the first, you had no idea what everyone was laughing about. Here, there's just extra jokes, I think, and I like that a lot.
Sven.
All right, Molly.
Fish.
It's your
green
turn.
Fish. Green fish. She's
doing her own Dr. Seuss right now.
I was going to say How I Met Your Mother as well, but I might.
Instead, you'll say Chuck.
Well, I kind of want to say Chuck, but I'm going to kind of throw in a guilty pleasure that I'm going to give an A, which
Uh-oh.
Is which is total guilty pleasure, True Blood.
Why is that a guilty pleasure?
Yeah, why?
Because I watch it with my mom.
Second season starting soon, correct?
Yeah, yes. June 14th or June 4th.
I just downloaded. I only watched the first half of it, so I'll be catching up very soon.
Now, when True Blood hit the airwaves, because that's what happens when you have television, yes. they hit the airwaves, yes. a very mixed
airwaves,
reaction.
You can't actually hit airwaves. Most people don't know that. But
mixed reaction from the critics.
Some
hated it. Some
yes.
loved it.
Yeah.
Did the show get better as it went on, Molly?
Oh, yeah. Every episode kind of picked up steam.
I kind of feel like everything Alan Ball does is like that, though, where mm-hmm. it's really easy to hate his stuff, especially American Beauty, but that's understandable because it's terrible, pretentious piece of crap.
that doesn't own a TV.
Right.
Can I also
I have a quick question for you, Molly. So yeah. So you think the True Blood kind of started off slow and then picked up?
No, I don't think it started off
slow. Damn it. She almost fell into my trap.
No, Adam's saying picked up steam. I mean, it can pick up steam, but I didn't think it started off slow. I was hooked from the first second I watched it.
A lot of boobs in this show.
There is a lot of nudity.
Nice.
In fact,
Jared,
can I
now
just,
you'll watch it now.
Can I just say
I'd have
that
to get HBO or Showtime or whatever it's on.
I laugh a lot when I watch the show because they're
you laugh at genitals?
Well, no. So they're
Who
laying
doesn't?
There naked
Boobs
in bed,
genitals.
And I'm watching with my mom,
yeah, right.
and my mom's sitting there going, "Now, I think those are fake breasts. Wow. They're not hanging to the right like they should." And she's just going on, and you can't help but enjoy a show when your mom's.
That's one point for good guess for Molly. Boobs hanging to the right. Scooter, do you have a counter?
Is your mom available to come watch a show with everyone?
No.
But can I also? I just want to throw in another one. In the past, I don't think the show's been... I watch it, but I don't think it's been that great. But I think this season totally made up for all the past seasons. Big Love, I think. Also another
My
one.
Wife, a humongous fan of that show.
I think that this was their first A season. I mean, it's been slow for me, but every episode it just was like full steam, and you're just thrilled to get to next Sunday to watch more.
Well, we can tell Molly's getting her money's worth watching HBO.
Damn. No kidding.
Yes. Jared, you're next on the list. Your A show for the year.
You know, the easy pick is Lost, mm-hmm. but everyone loves that, so I'm not going to pick it, so I'm going to go with Airwolf.
Yes. No, I'm just discovering Airwolf, eh?
Actually, this was a show that I decided to watch just kind of on the spur of the moment. I didn't even know when it actually started, and it was two episodes in, and I caught up on it, and I really liked it. Going with Better Off Ted. I thought it was a great sitcom.
I love that show.
Yeah,
it is fantastic.
It became a show that I looked forward to every week, you know, right on par with 30 Rock and The Office. I just thought it was clever writing. The scientists in the lab they steal the show. They're nice and geeky and have a good time. And great show.
I was really disappointed watching it for a while because I was like, this is awesome, but it's going to be canceled. But yeah. Then, when I got picked up, I was so happy.
Now, but here's what I'm wondering. Are we going to get to see the 6 or 7 episodes that they didn't air this season?
See, I don't even know about that.
Yeah, so I think they're only giving a 13 order next season. Mm-hmm. But that plus the 6 is going to turn into... Yeah.
Okay. Practically a full season.
Right. But did you not just love the when the sensors went out
yes.
and they couldn't see
the sensors, the black people? For those who aren't aware, the sensors could not see black people.
So instead of fixing the sensors, they hired white people to follow around the black people.
Yep. But then they had to hire more black people because they were hiring, I don't know, because of, I forget what the exact reason was, but it was a very funny show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great show. I like that.
Better Off Ted on ABC.
Better Off Ted.
Check it out.
So I've got to make my selection. Almost every show that I watch has been listed here, so it's very, very difficult. But I will go down the line. I love Lost this year. I think Friday Night Lights had another exemplary season.
Could have picked that one, too.
Ended very strong and kind of changed the game for the show.
Yep.
And I still think The Office had a very successful season.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what to tell you, Molly.
Whoa.
Yeah,
but
Molly.
You got to have something else you can pick, right?
No, but what are you selecting, though?
And I'm selecting all those, but another the show that I think I'm going to select mm-hmm. is another HBO show, Real Sports with Brian Clark.
He's pounded down.
That's a great show. I'm not making a joke.
I actually watched one episode of that. The one where
it's
they
fantastic
had the,
show.
The internet talking about the blogosphere. I don't.
Well, you've really captured the essence of the Real Sports program with that.
I know.
It's like I was watching Brian Gumbel with Molly's voice.
So let's do the flip side. We've got an A. And this is a tougher question. Are there any shows that you guys have watched this season that deserve a D or an F? Something that's below par that you kept up with, or something you
would
stopped?
These be our disappointments?
Yeah,
is that what you're going
so
with?
I guess so. I'm going a little bit more dramatic than disappointments, but failures for this season.
I would
Adam,
say
go ahead.
Heroes this season was better than it had been before, but the season finale was terrible.
Awful.
And I can say the exact same thing about Smallville. Smallville, as bad as
still watching.
I know.
Back next year.
It's a terrible show.
I had to get rid of it.
But this year was better. Overall, but the finale was terrible. Just to give everyone an idea, because
finale is always terrible.
No, the finales in Smallville are usually good. The first and last season every year are at least decent. Just to give everyone an idea, because it was similar to Heroes, where Heroes was a big letdown. The entire arc this whole season in Smallville was about the Doomsday battle, and in the comic books, Doomsday kills Superman. Superman eventually comes
back.
This
big
Jesus,
weird creature.
Blah, blah, blah. They fought for literally 20 seconds on screen, and that was it. And then
what did they do? Was it just a slappy fight?
No. Basically, Doomsday beat him up for 19 seconds, and then for one more second, Superman kind of flew, but he doesn't fly in the show, so he jumped really high while grabbing.
Can they just get him
Doomsday?
Flying? Right?
I know. And then on the way down, kind of went into this giant mile
atomic
long,
pile driver.
Deep, yes, and then jumped back out of it, and it all caved in on him. So,
well, sounds fascinating.
Yeah.
So we say Smallville and Heroes. I'm looking at Molly. You watch a lot of TV. Anything that's been a disappointment for you this year? That you stopped watching?
I did. I stopped watching House this year.
I did too. Although I hear it ended really well.
You know what? I've got that episode, the last two saved, so I might go back and
I stopped
watch
about mid-season.
I stopped when they switched to Monday nights. Much on Monday nights.
That's the only reason I really switched or stopped watching House. I mean, I'd watch it. It wasn't a thing I'd make sure to watch that night. I'd probably catch up on it on the weekend, but they moved it to Monday and I couldn't record it.
Yeah. Too much.
It was that too, and I was also starting to get a little bit bored. Another guilty pleasure, Ugly Betty. I'm probably going to quit that one.
I quit that a couple years ago.
And
moving to Friday nights next year, which is the kiss of death, more than likely.
Exactly. I think those are my two big disappointments. Oh, can I? I need to throw in some more A's.
Okay, then do it quickly. Stop breaking format.
You can do it on the webpage.
I want to throw in Damages and Burn Notice was really good this season.
Oh, Burn Notice was fantastic. Yeah.
It was really good this season, too. So I want to throw those in.
Well, congratulations. Jared, anything disappointing to you?
You know, I had a couple of things that I thought. One was a show that got canceled, Pushing Daisies.
Yeah.
Had a great first season. Second season really didn't find its footing.
Yeah.
That was
totally
weird
forgot about that. I stopped watching.
A lot of us loved it.
I loved it.
Yeah, and then I watched the first three episodes this season, and then I stopped. And
did you say to yourself, WTF?
That means you missed the Pete's Dragon episode.
Yeah, I missed it.
And I was just like, I don't even care that it got canceled.
Yeah. As soon as it got canceled, I can't just deleted everything that was in my
We did the same thing.
I mean, I was like, last year, when it was kind of on the edge and the writer strike happened, I was like, come on, please. It was like the one I was really pulling for the most, kind of like how I was with Chuck this year. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even care anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another one that, you know, hugely hyped show on NBC, Parks and Recreation.
We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah,
but,
I didn't think it lived up to the hype, although the last two episodes of the season were better. And obviously it's coming back, so I don't know. A decision is yet to be made whether I'll watch it again next season, but I didn't. It felt too much like The Office, and I mean, it's obviously it was from the same creators, so it's not surprising. But yeah, I thought it was a big disappointment.
And Scooter,
I'd say Terminator, Sarah Connor Chronicles.
What about that?
Yeah, though.
I liked it.
Had a great first season.
First season was really good. Second season started well.
Shirley Manson completely destroyed the show.
And
then
all of a sudden, the show just got terrible. They'd have like two episodes in a row.
Then I heard it came back again at the end, but.
Yeah.
Does it tie into the movie at all? The new movie?
Not so much.
Not at all, really. Yeah.
Too many Terminator mythologies going on.
That is part of the problem. I mean, they've disregarded what happened in 3 for the most part. And, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. There's just too many episodes where it was like an hour of them doing nothing. Just let's talk about how we're going to get out of this situation and then not get out of it for another couple episodes.
Absolutely no fun.
No. Mm-mm.
So Jared brought up Parks and Recreation.
Yeah.
I've never watched it. We forgot to record the first episode.
What were your disappointments?
And never went back. Pushing Daisies was my biggest disappointment. Okay. We watch enough TV where we cut the fat pretty quickly. So if it's something that's not good, I just don't watch it anymore. So that would be it. Parks and Recreation, Jared, not sold on it. What about the rest of you guys? Adam, you watch a lot of television. You love to laugh. The good guffaw, the belly laugh. Park Recreations, supply that for you or not?
I watched one episode and decided that if it has any chance, it'll be like The Office, where it sucked its first, you know, 6 episodes of its 8-episode run the first season, and that I would wait until next year, and if it's any good then, great.
So this fall, but you're going to tune in?
I'll watch the first couple episodes again.
Molly?
We'll see. I have no hopes, though.
I only watched about 15 minutes and then turned it off.
Scooter?
I'm same as Molly. I barely watched the first episode, and I wasn't thrilled.
Will you look it up next season?
Sidebar.
I probably will.
All right, Jared,
I have one more big disappointment.
Uh-oh.
Kath and Kim. Remember that?
I agree with you. I watched about five episodes.
That show could have been really funny.
I watched 2 episodes and I was done.
Yeah, I watched about 5.
Totally forgot about that show.
Molly Shannon seems to be a complete puzzle for TV and movie people. Like, how do you get her into a good role? Because I love Molly Shannon. Mm-hmm. She's very funny. I like her like Sherry O'Terry, but neither of them really have been able to capitalize on their SNL success.
But Molly Shannon's had a lot more bit parts than you haven't seen Sherry at
no.
all.
Molly's been in a few sitcoms, actually. Mm-hmm. One with that one was Jason Schwartzman that we watched. I watched a little bit. I don't remember what that was called. But
sorry to get us off track. I just
terrible.
Remembered that and I wanted to bring it up.
So let's talk about a show that I think everyone in the room watches, Chuck.
Yeah,
brought back for next year. Won't be back till January. Is that a mistake, Adam?
It was that or
Adam, your
Friday
voice
night.
Has gotten very sexy.
Sorry, thanks. Go ahead, Adam.
Was it a mistake in what? And only bring you back for 13?
Just the all. Let's talk about the entire circumstances of coming back. It's 13 episodes.
Well, it's 13 with a 9 pickup option.
There's rumors that there's budgetary issues that will impact the show
They're
to some degree.
Fire,
there's a lot of shows.
It had to do with licensing.
Depends who you ask. What changes
for music?
NBC licensing it from Warner Brothers, the fee change, which is why the budget changed.
Well, there's rumors that possibly main cast, some of the, not main cast, but the sidebar cast will be cut.
Right.
Although that Josh Schwartz says that's not true.
Yes, he does.
They could chop out a bunch of them and I'd be still fine with the show.
But he does say that not everyone will be in every episode.
Said they'll be cutting Bymore a little bit more.
Yeah, I hope that's not, doesn't turn into what Scrubs turned into, where, you know, sometimes the main characters wouldn't be there.
He said or what main it will three maybe will be in every single episode.
That's
Casey,
good.
But
Sarah
if his sister is on less shows, I would be really happy because she's one of the worst characters in TV. I understand.
But I love Awesome, and if Awesome's not in it.
I love Awesome,
in it,
too. But his sister is a terrible character, and it's just her nagging him every episode. It's like, okay, we get it.
I think that he's going to be on the road more, and they won't have the opportunities to throw those characters in. So,
do we all here think that next year is going to be Chuck's last season?
I don't think
that it'll get a ratings boost. I think that they'll get their 13 episodes, and I think that'll be the end.
Well, I mean, last time they only got a 13 with a 9 option, and the 9 got picked up in August.
Yeah.
So
there's an interesting trend going on in television, though. Shows that you would expect would just immediately get canceled are not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dollhouse is one of them. Chuck is one of them. And what they're finding out is that they're meeting, they're getting producers who are willing to make the budget cuts in order to keep the shows around. Mm-hmm. And as long as the show makes money, the show can be on the air. You know, and they're also realizing that people watching it live, that's not the whole story. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of people DVRing it. Yeah, and they're not seeing all the commercials like the people who are watching it live are, but they're still watching it, and they're still going to buy the DVDs, probably.
There are plenty
so.
Of commercials well, in Chuck.
Well, that's yeah, the thing with Chuck, exactly. Because they do the Toyota and the Subway, and Ben Silverman made a quote when he was talking about cutting Medium and Earl, about how those shows didn't get the public and the advertising support that Chuck did. So I think
well, Medium's
everyone,
just moving to another network.
Yeah. Everyone
and
buying,
Earl's expensive to do with
but,
all the...
But every yeah. but he was saying this in and regards to Chuck. Everyone buying Subway, I think Subway put in some money for Chuck, actually.
But, I mean, in all honesty, I kind of am really skeptical that that's true. It's probably just, hey, here's a way where we can get convince more sponsors to invest more money directly into the shows by claiming that this show was partially saved by Subway, mm-hmm. and now they can, you know, get more people, more companies, potentially. I mean, I don't know, but I'm really skeptical that that was even minutely part of the
they should have just made them deal. Work in a Best Buy. For
yeah, they really should have.
I mean, well, yeah, it's a big ad, but it's also realistic.
Yeah.
Although you can't have them doing really shady sales tactics.
Yeah, and you can't have, you know, the dumbass boss and the employees, yeah, so you're a little limited there. But if you have a progressive company that might get into that sort of thing, you never know.
Well, if the Subway tactic did work, and if they put more Subway in and Subway's got a deal now with it, that's another option for now, saving your favorite shows rather than just petitioning and writing emails. Yeah. You bombard the advertisers instead, because they're the people who buy the ad slots.
I have a related question. So this is kind of back on what you guys are saying about making them just work in Best Buy. Mm-hmm. Does anyone know if Reno 911 has a deal with Reno, Nevada to allow them to like use all that? Because it kind of paints Reno in a shitty way. But like if it's because like the city's like, hey, any publicity is good publicity, it's kind of a similar deal.
I'll have to talk to my inside people in
Go
Reno.
For Go for it.
Do it. Well, did we answer your question, Shane?
I'm not sure if we did. Let's just
I think
do one.
Everybody should watch Chuck.
Will there be a season 4 of Chuck?
What night is it?
Go
is
around
it
the room.
Moved?
It's no, it's going right? to be on Mondays. It okay. was either a whole season on Fridays or a mid-season on Mondays. Yeah. So it's
season 4. Yes or no, Chuck, Molly?
Oh, please, I hope so.
Scooter.
Yes.
Adam.
50-50.
Way to commit, Jared.
I don't see any reason why it can't be like a Friday Night Lights and just keep coming back. Yeah.
I say no.
Shane says no because he's negative.
I hate you.
Shane's Sorry. Never won the which show's going to get canceled first but, competition, though. So.
But also,
I've won
about,
it. That's a lie. That's a bold-faced lie.
You can kind of compare it, I'm hoping, to How I Met Your Mother, where it was always a bubble, and this year was the first year it wasn't a bubble, and it was, you know, the fourth. And they're, because we're the same type of audience, I feel like.
Yeah, How I Met Your Mother has a few different things going for it. A pretty strong lineup on Monday nights with 2.5 Men and Big Bang
it's
Theory
produced
jumping.
By CBS.
Same thing.
But it
so,
had that in
and
the
it's a
past.
Half hour show. That's yeah. easier to suck up.
I'm just saying, I hope that similar audience, same thing types happens where eventually we won't have to worry about it.
Well, we'll see. So let's keep pushing on. I got two more questions.
Okay.
If you can think of any people, a lot of announcements made for new shows next year. What are you looking forward to? Scooter.
Sort of a guilty type of pleasure. I think V might be terrible,
yeah,
but I kind of want to see it.
He looks cool. It's got a great cast.
I'm going to watch it just for Juliet because, man, her boobs, like the last three episodes of Lost, are ridiculous.
Nice.
Yes.
No kidding.
V and Flash Forward, I think, are probably the two that I'm looking for.
Scooter,
for.
It's like we're sharing one brain.
Yes.
That's exactly what I think. Jared, what do you think?
What's the Joel McHale show coming up?
Community.
Community. That one I'm looking forward to a lot.
Ready that too. Down.
I saw the teaser trailer for that. I'm like, wow, I'm totally
Even
sold
Chevy
on this show.
Chevy Chase looked funny.
Oh, what, God, are, yeah. what are your inside people at E saying about Joel McHale? Is he going to be leaving The Soup then?
He's already said he's going to stay on The Soup.
What about?
I have no idea why.
What about John Oliver? Is he going to be leaving Daily Show to do
I would imagine so, because, I mean, everyone...
That's harder to do.
Yeah.
I mean, he can do...
It sucks because he's my favorite guy.
McHale can do... The Soup on a Thursday night, because I'm assuming that's when he does it.
Mm-hmm.
He probably could get in and get out in an hour.
Yep.
And that's it.
Well, the thing is, I mean, it'll kind of suck because he is one of the lead writers of it now. Seriously, I'm not doing a podcast or anything.
Who is this?
Who do you think it is?
Mandy?
Your lady friend. Yes.
Oh, Mandy.
We're going to stop
the... Don't text him during the podcast.
We're going to stop the segment. We're going to get deep into Adam's emotional turmoil right now. Relationship issues.
But he's one of the lead writers on the show.
Yeah,
and I thought I heard that a couple of his friends that like the bikini guy is going to be one of the writers on who's a writer on The Soup. He's going to be one of the writers on Community. So I don't know what that.
So The Soup could take a hit, is what creative hit.
I don't know. I mean, I really like The Soup, but yeah, I'm hoping. I'm hoping. I mean, you see the slot they're putting Community in. I mean, they seem to have a lot of faith behind it. They're giving it, you know, the 8 o'clock Thursday after the spring switch, I guess.
So what network?
NBC.
NBC.
Yeah.
Wow.
It'll be on Thursday. Yeah.
Nice.
It's starting at 9:30, I think, in the spring, and then moving to 8.
Whenever the weekend update thing is done. Yeah.
Gotcha. Molly?
I'm really looking forward to Glee. I really liked it a lot. It's so...
Don't talk about it.
Don't talk about it. It's so my sense of humor.
Damn it. All right.
Yeah.
And
there's a new HBO show coming out. I can't think of the name. Hung? Hung, yeah. Hung.
Yes.
When's Deadpool coming back?
Dude, you are way out of it, my friend.
I know.
Final question in the...
what are you looking forward to, Shane?
I'm looking forward to V. I'm looking forward to Flash Forward.
Okay.
Day one.
What's day one again?
It's
Jericho part two.
It's Jericho and what's the other? I can't remember the other show now. Like it, but
yeah.
World event.
Post-apocalypse.
What was the 2400 or whatever? That kind of reminded me of that. The USA show.
The 4400.
They need to bring zombies. A weekly zombie show. That's what I say.
They could just do Walking Dead, and that would be a good show.
Final question. June 1st, Conan O'Brien takes over the Tonight Show. Will he beat David Letterman in the ratings, Jared?
Tough question.
It is a tough question.
That's why I'm going to say no. Guys. I'm going to say Letterman powers through.
We're going right around the room, Adam.
You know what? A lot of people don't realize you're saying this because Leno is always number one, but it's like a very minute difference now, and almost no one watches late night anymore. Like the ratings are down like 75%,
a gazillion percent.
So. I don't think so. I think Letterman probably winds up winning because the Leno audience might just watch the 10 o'clock Leno show and then be like, all right, that's enough for me. I'll go to sleep after the news now.
Late night ratings are down that much, is NBC's decision to have Leno on five nights a week
Let's
at 10
not talk
o'clock?
About that
is that
right
a problem?
Now, Jared. We got more questions to do
okay.
with that. You just let me run the show here, mister, and you just get that Tom Cruise. You get that Tom Cruise
Well,
going.
You're stepping on Shane's toes there, Jared.
Molly, please.
No. But if it's down that much and Conan's something fresh, then people, young people start watching, then maybe, yeah. But otherwise,
it's on
no.
the same, my issue is the same time slot as The Daily Show and Colbert. It's like the exact same audience.
Yeah.
Scooter.
Who's the lineup for the first night? I can't remember. It seemed pretty strong, so I think you might see...
Andrew Richter the whole time.
Yes, that actually might make me start
watching
one-week
interview
with
Andy Richter.
But I can't remember who his first night lineup, but I'm kind of thinking that maybe the first night. Because it's so big.
Yeah, I think he'll be on the first night.
But I don't think it'll consistently.
So you're saying everyone here thinks Letterman is going to take the ratings crown. I actually think Conan is going to keep most of Leno's ratings and probably...
No!
Sorry, probably.
I mean, honestly, you're probably right because the lead-in ratings for the NBC local news is always way higher than the CBS local. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what one of the big things I remember reading about during... this whole thing with Letterman and, you know, him getting really upset at CBS for not promoting their local news as much and stuff like that because it never has as good of a lead-in. So.
Absolutely.
I like Conan, don't get me wrong.
I love
him. I really
Conan.
Love him.
This is the first time in years where I can go back and say, boy, what do I watch? Because I think Conan O'Brien is really funny. I will watch none of it.
I think as usual.
I think that he will bring more of his older bits to that. To that time slot, or his personality, than what Letterman had to sacrifice. I think Letterman's changed quite a bit. He went a little bit more standard when he went to CBS, but just my opinion.
Yeah, that's my one thing. I wonder how much Conan will change because I love him how he is, and if he's changing to more of a Letterman Leno standard, I don't know that I'd want to watch that. I'd want to watch him as is.
Yeah, there we go. So, guys.
Yeah.
We've completed our standard portion
right,
of the...
I'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
2008, 2009. But now we're going to be doing something new.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's our rapid fire segment.
Oh.
Thank you, Jared. I said rapid fire segment. I've got a bunch of questions here. We're going to go around the room. You've got 10 seconds to answer them. They're specialized questions for everyone here. I worked very hard on this.
Can tell.
Rapid fire round. We'll start with Jared.
Yeah.
Jared, best musical performance on SNL this year and why?
Probably Kings of Leon. I just like, I don't know, whatever.
Adam shaking his head?
Phoenix.
I don't even know.
Phoenix, very good. Molly.
I hated Phoenix. I didn't.
I hate you.
Molly, rapid fire round.
Sorry. Yeah, what's up?
Rapid fire round.
Dude, it's not that easy.
He's actually pretending to shoot me every time I say it. Did Flight of the Conchords season 2 best the previous season, and will it be back for a third? Molly.
Oh, gosh. I'd say equal, and I hope, fingers crossed, is back for a third.
What is Jermaine telling you on the message boards?
Oh, Jermaine says he needs time out,
sorry. Scooter. Rapid fire round.
Yes.
Will Fox be successful moving So You Think You Can Dance to the fall 2009 lineup?
Yes.
Way to be a man of many words.
The specialized Scooter question.
I think what would be interesting.
Oh, my answer, Kanye West. He was the best one on SNL.
No, Kanye was
no, he was awful.
No, I thought he was great.
The thing about So You Think You Can Dance is, what are they going to do? What's Fox going to do in the summertime?
Isn't it on right now?
It is on right now. They'll have a season right after that. My prediction is that they will have a new Simon Cowell show in that spot. Maybe bring the X Factor over from Britain. Adam!
How about the British one? The British Idol.
They don't have it anymore. They don't have it anymore. Adam, your rapid-fire question. Is that patched in?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. Without spoiling the season finale for me, why has Fringe become the highest-rated new drama of the season?
Was it really? It beat The Mentalist?
I believe it did. Nice. It was beating The Mentalist, at least in key
because
demographics.
It's similar to Lost in the way that it's got a ridiculous mythos, but they answer questions every episode.
Jared, rapid fire.
Done.
Jared, how can you stand Tyra Banks in America's Top Model, you sissy?
Why do you watch it's that crap?
It's the show that Angie and I can watch together, and it's no different than any other reality programming. It's just, it's fun to watch.
Do you get
fight.
To keep your penis? Or
yes.
Did you
say, okay. Oh, it's right there in the pants.
Jared just likes to do this every episode.
Did he ever have one?
He gets sassy. I should talk, Jared. I'm sitting there watching The Hills and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. You guys.
Molly.
I don't even watch that crap.
Molly, your opinion in the rapid fire round.
Yeah, what's up?
On the preview episode of Glee.
I watched it 2.5 times already. It's like Election meets High School Music. No, don't say that. It's like Election.
Oh, time's up. Scooter. Rapid fire. Life on Mars ended with them actually on Mars.
What? Awful.
Great finale or strange cop-out? Go.
It was just ridiculous. I mean, it was true. There were setups throughout the entire season that led to that, but it was just...
Wait, really?
You have to be a freaking genius.
It was dumb. It was dumb.
They woke up like in an Aliens type of thing where these capsules open up and they're in a spaceship on Mars.
The whole premise was that.
They were like reality dreaming or whatever.
Is that how, is that how the UK show?
No.
The UK show ended with him like waking up from a coma, wanting to go back in the 70s, so he killed himself.
I like that.
Yeah.
Final question goes to Adam. I love that sound. Adam, Heroes.
All right.
Should NBC just put this piece of shit out of its misery, or should they just keep on trying? Go.
If I have watched Smallville for 8 seasons, you know I'll stick with it. So if they can make it better, they can keep going. But holy shit, they cannot act. Or write. Or sing.
And from what my wife tells me, Greg Grunberg, completely annoying on Twitter. Last question for everyone.
Okay.
Jay Leno, 5 nights a week. How long will that last? Jared.
Half a season. No, it'll go the whole season, but then they'll revisit it next year.
Adam.
I think they probably have to, money-wise, go the whole season.
Molly.
I don't think they'll go past that.
Whole season, done.
Scooter.
Whole season,
no
done.
Time.
Yes.
Whole season is the correct answer. Although I have a hunch that it's going to be more successful than what people are thinking it's going to be. I don't know what that means, but I think that it will do okay. And I hate Jay Leno.
Are you going to watch it?
No, I'll probably watch the first episode just to see, because I love stuttering John. I'm sorry, John Melendez.
As long as they do the quiz where they make fun of Americans for being idiots and laughing, so as long as they do that every day,
that could be anyone in America because we're all dumb.
Yes.
So everyone, that is the Scope 2008-2009. I think it had a lot of pep and a lot of zest.
Can I ask? Can I ask everyone a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
What's a show that? That you just picked up on that you're excited to see more of, if there's more of those.
Oh, like maybe a mid-season type of thing?
Something like that. Or maybe it's been on for a year already and you just started watching it for no real reason and then you realize, wow, what have I been doing the last
What have
years?
I been missing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't have one, but so we'll go to Jared.
I mean, Better Off Ted would fit that, but I already talked
America's
about that
America's Top
one.
Model fit in that?
No, sure. I've been watching that for a couple of years.
Okay.
I do have Molly? That. I just watched the first 2 seasons of... Eureka. Scooter should be getting me the third season, and then I'll keep going on that one. I like it.
Okay. Oh, The British Coupling. That was good.
I heard that's
good. We're watching that on DVD.
Scooter.
The British shows count?
Well, sure. Jared just gave one, yes. So if you're not paying attention.
I like Survivors.
I love that Jeff Probst is great.
No.
The reason I brought it up is because I just started watching Breaking Bad, and I don't know why I didn't watch it at
first.
He's
bald in the second season.
But, man, that is a fan.
Have you started the second season?
No, I'm only a few in the first season, but
11
it's so good.
Episodes of the second season on my DVR. I just haven't had time to watch them, but I'm looking forward to it.
If anybody needs one of these shows, they should start first season of Damages.
I'd like to do
that. My mom loves Damages.
My parents watch it. I watch it. My sister, everyone. I love it.
Confirmed old
Small
Wonder
show. Small Wonder with the little robot Vicky. Is that her name?
Yeah, just caught up on that one.
What did Vicky stand for?
Scooter, didn't
go
you
ahead.
Get
I don't know.
That,
I don't
know. That car show.
What car show?
Virtual.
Car show. The British car show.
Intelligent.
No, that's the show I've loved for a long time.
Oh, okay.
Top Gear. Best
I
show
think
ever.
I think both Jared and I can say if you two, if the retards in the room here aren't watching Friday Night Lights, you should be watching this.
Yeah.
I tried it. I didn't. It was like, eh.
You're insane.
I can't believe we talked about this whole thing without talking about Christian Slater's show.
I have never
I watched
tried
the first.
Friday Night Lights.
I watched the
get,
first
you can get the
season.
First two seasons for $30. Totally worth. I know, Scooter, it's hard for you to dish out money, but the new season 3 just came out, $20. It is so worth your time.
Three's out already?
Yeah, it just
I
came out this
the first season. It was just...
Oh, you are insane. Well,
first season's fantastic.
First season is one of the best seasons of
then,
TV ever.
Then, wow, it's not that good if that's the best.
Can we talk about how nice
it's
it
no
is?
It's no True Blood, but
I
you know.
Do watch The Hills.
You watch The Hills?
No, they watch The Hills.
Oh, yeah, you guys watch The Hills. You have no sense
I do not
of
watch
taste
the
or judgment.
I rarely watch
The
Hills.
You watch Top
Turn her mic off.
Watermelon.
Turn her mic off.
Watermelon.
Last thing.
Rapid fire. Now.
Best new trend
shot
in TV
me.
Is
watermelon.
Is DVDs coming out like a day after the season ends.
Yep.
Yes.
I know Fox is doing it, and I'm sure others are going to start picking up
on it.
It's
a better trend rather than coming out a week before
okay,
the season
we've had
season
enough
starts.
Of this. 2008, 2009, rapid
and then you
fire
can't
is over.
Catch up.
Jared, we got to go to a break.
You want
to
do it right now?
Yes.
Okay.
It's time to bust a move with Scope Sounds, the Scope Song of the Week. Drop that beat, homie.
Hit it!
Hey there, everyone, with your AccuWeather forecast. Temperature 68 degrees now, highs in the 60s all weekend. Looks like a chance of rain on Monday. Come on up, we've got a little seabird with Let Me Go On. Keep it locked in right here on WSCB.
We used up all we had, deviated from the plan. And things weren't working out as we all hoped. The timing was right, but it all ended with a fight. The band wanted out, and so did I. Just let me go on. Just give me one more song. If it sucks, just wasn't meant to be. Started out as friends, and jealousy started to sink in. And now we know why they call it the bitter end. Just let me go on. Just give me one more song. If it sucks, we all go home. If not, we sing along.
It's the Scope.
Under the Scope. Having a very robust conversation offline, they call it, Jared.
Off air.
I just pitched my new show, the John and Kate Civil War reenactment special.
Yeah.
I think that's got legs. And Scooter was wearing his headset.
It may have legs, but those legs will not be shown because of the standards of the time, Shane.
I hear you. And Scooter was wearing his headset kind of like the Jedi mind control helmet that they wore in the first three movies, you know. It looked like a little band. It was very exciting.
Like Geordi LaForge,
yeah. He was.
Wow.
Speaking of Geordi LaForge,
this is compelling programming.
Speaking of Geordi LaForge, LeVar Burton, yeah. Here's the news. That's a segue.
It makes no sense, but whatever.
It's a great segue. No. Classic Scope segue. Adam?
Right. Yes. I've got...
This is a classic Scope segue.
Adam, I want all of our guests to... I'm going to encourage them to participate in
good.
The news.
Good.
Yeah.
It's topical. Yes. These are topical stories that Adam has really worked hard to find. And but what I mean is that he was on the internet this morning at 11 a.m. looking for them.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know, it's funny. When I was doing the news, I didn't realize what we were talking about on the actual show itself. So I actually included some of the surprise cancel shows. So I'll just talk about those real quickly first.
Please.
So we mentioned My Name is Earl, which I guess was kind of a surprise. But like you said, it's actually expensive. Okay. And the ratings kept on going down,
but
right?
They're shopping around at other networks, okay. too, right
Well, they should shop
now.
Around.
Why the fuck is Shane walking in there?
Sorry, dude. I'm just trying to do my part.
Sarah Chronicles. I don't know.
The Sarah Chronicles?
It's hard to say.
It's not a surprise.
All right. Medium.
It's called SCC.
Medium, which was getting good ratings, but there was a whole big deal with CBS. They're the ones that actually produced the show, so it's moved to CBS. Mm-hmm. I think the only one person here watched this, so Reaper got canceled.
Yeah, I like that show, but they're talking about it might come back in syndication, but I'm not holding my breath.
This one I'm excited about because finally they pulled the plug on King of the Hill.
Mm-hmm. God damn it.
Yeah, but that was announced a long time ago. We knew about that.
That's true.
Still, I mean, it's a long time coming.
And the last
one... Can you do a Hank Hill imitation, Jared?
God damn it,
Bobby.
Dad.
That boy ain't right.
I like to do my dancing.
Bobby? And the last one
You're not going
to
dance while you're in my house.
Christina Applegate had a really bad year.
I love that show.
So Christina Applegate cut her boobs off this year. She got a double mastectomy.
And so
her show got canceled.
That's the one show that I'm really sad about getting canceled.
She got punished because a picture in... Us Weekly showed her smoking right after one of her cancer treatments.
Wow. Harsh.
Is smoking related to breast cancer?
Of course it is.
You didn't say according to
Jim, she had the cigarette
Adam.
In her boob.
Oh,
sorry.
You left that part
used to be.
Now she has to smoke with her mouth because she had
how many traditional sitcoms are left on TV next season? Something like a dozen, right?
There are actually a lot more half-hour shows coming next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, Scrubs is coming back. Whoopee!
What do you think about that? Scrubs coming back.
I mean, we should have done this in the last minute.
Yeah, we probably should.
The finale was like, this is a finale. This is the end of the show. Why do they need to come back?
Yeah,
I don't
know.
Chuck, about four so episodes, six episodes behind.
Chuck was not a finale.
I mean, come on.
No, but the Scrubs finale felt like, hey, we've done this show for 7-8 years, whatever it is. This is the big send off, and there's just no reason for it to come back.
Okay.
Anyway.
So on to other news.
Yes. Kill that news,
do
inglorious
it, Adam.
Bastard.
Do it. Get it done. I heard that wasn't very good.
The Palm Prix.
What?
Was,
the Palm Prix. What is that? Is that some sort
announced.
Of plant?
That is.
Yes, Palm's, it's like a ficus.
Is that like an aloe?
Palm's new yes. smartphone.
Oh, a smartphone,
eh? Smartphone, yes. It pays your bills.
Say something, Scooter.
It's an iPhone competitor.
iPhone
All right, thank you.
Yes. Exactly.
Touchscreen.
So
it's been
3G, GPS.
It's been, it was announced at CES back in January.
It stole the show.
And yes, I agree. It totally stole the show, and people have been waiting for it since. And now 6 months later, we finally have an announcement. So June 6th, it will be available. People keep getting confused here because Apple's having a big announcement 2 days later at their developer conference. But while they're expected to announce a new iPhone and release the iPhone 3.0 software, the new iPhone's not expected to be out yet. So we keep hearing everything from July to September as release dates for that. So people keep saying, well...
Yeah, but new software.
Well, sure, but that's for existing iPhones.
It'll work with the new phone, too. The new phone isn't going to be that much different, if there is, in
they
fact,
say
a new
same
phone.
Form factor is what I'm hearing, my sources.
Slightly modified.
What about iPhone setting up a contract with Verizon.
Not for a few years.
Yeah. I don't care. I'm happy about that.
The best thing
I think that will happen eventually. That's my opinion.
It happens when their contract ends with AT&T in 2000.
For them to be competitors, they need to be on.
Are we stomping all over your news there?
Kind of. But here's
look at that. He talks about Palm Pre and we start talking about iPhones. I think that's what everyone does.
Sprint,
rapid fire.
Sprint and T-Mobile are going to kind of be gone probably here in the next 2 months.
Thank you.
We'll take them all back.
They're both going to wind up getting bought out by AT&T and Verizon.
Oh, God. If T-Mobile bought out... Oh, wait. You're saying Verizon's going to buy T-Mobile?
No, AT&T is going to wind up buying T-Mobile. I mean, it's
that'd
the same.
Be so sweet.
They both use CDMA.
Because we're... Right. No, they don't. Yes. Yeah, GSM.
Or they both use GSM. Yes. No, they...
They're on the same technology.
Okay,
this is great.
Yeah.
Compelling.
Sprint is CDMA.
QWP.
Okay, then Sprint and Verizon Verizon will buy Sprint since they're both CDMAs. Yes.
I want an iPhone so badly, but my work plan is on T-Mobile. So yeah. I can't wait for AT&T to buy them.
I got one of those God. BlackBerry Storms.
What do you think of that?
As a non iPhone, I actually like it a lot. It gets
a lot of people
done.
Like their BlackBerries.
I hear the bowl. It's a storm. It's not a BlackBerry. It's a storm.
It's different.
It's a BlackBerry.
It's different.
Storm though.
It's
clicks. It clicks.
It clicks.
It actually
you
clicks.
Can click it.
So that's the one that's got the touchscreen in.
Yeah,
that's
it's. It's like,
I hear it,
it
sucks
looks,
for typing though.
No, actually, it's not that bad.
You can't go fast, though, right?
No.
This is techno talk here on the
Molly's,
scope.
Molly's slow anyway, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Slow on upkeep.
So the pre...
I only type with my penis,
by the way,
so slow is fine.
The pre, it'll be $200
during America's top
on
model.
Contract, 2-year data plan, all that stuff.
I'm Tara.
Boy, that was really gay.
Well,
I'm Tara. I'm scared
Tara.
Of dolphins.
I'm Tara. You are not America's next top model. Can't do it.
Well, it's like she's here. What the
talks.
Hell was that?
All right. So
I think it was one of the design.
No one, smile with your eyes. Smile with your eyes.
One of the designing women was here, I think.
All right.
No one cares about the Palm Prix. So
next
I think that's what we're getting at. There are people, but they're just big
last
nuts.
Week we
Scooter
talked
cares.
About how the not last week, I guess it was 2 weeks ago.
Because we never do a show back
ago.
To back to back like that.
We talked about how the Pirate Bay judge in that trial was biased because he was on the like consumer copy protection board. Thing active I don't know whatever so anyway so they're trying to decide if there's you know an allowance there for either a retrial or have everything thrown out but it turns out that the panel that is going to determine if that judge was biased was originally filled with a judge who is also on the exact same copyright board exactly. So the main reason I want to use this story is because of all the funny names.
Okay,
so,
okay, funny names. Jared, punctuate them
to investigate. Well, they're punctuated with umlauts already, so he doesn't need to.
There we go.
Are they German?
They're Swedish.
Oh,
okay. Go ahead.
To investigate these accusations of bias, the appeals court appointed a judge, Ulrika Irfelt. Her task is to decide whether or not Nordstrom's verdict. Would have been biased since the issue must be resolved before they will look into the appeals request. However, soon after the appointment of Ulrika Irfelt, it became known that she too had been a member of the same pro copyright organizations as the original
Does
biased judge.
Does anyone else think this story is kind of boring?
Oh God!
David Lee not on board.
Danger Mouse is releasing
it's
a new
so
album.
Simple.
Are we done with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Danger Mouse.
Danger Mouse.
What about his sidekick, Penfold?
Back in the day, he released Gray
Mouse.
Album, which you may remember was the mashup of the Beatles' White Album and Jay-Z's Black Album.
Yeah.
So that got released, and that's kind of where he got all big from. He's now, of course, half of Gnarls Barkley. Anyway, after legal battles, Danger Mouse's new album has been shelved by EMI. Fearful that his work would never be heard, Danger Mouse came up with an idea to get his music out there. What he's done is he's released the album entitled Dark Night of the Soul, which will be sold as 100-plus page book of photographs inspired by the music taken by David Lynch and will include a blank CDR to be filled with torrented MP3s. All copies will be labeled as such. For legal reasons, enclosed CDR contains no music. Use it as you will.
Nice. Wow.
Well, I like
that
David
is
Lynch.
Bold.
That is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Twitter says that's awesome.
I downloaded it. It's kind of boring, but whatever. Oh.
Just a little bit right there. Here, Jared.
This is the Gray album.
Yeah. Took me forever to find it, but.
Here we go. A little sample. Adam doing his head bob.
Yeah. Still, that one still holds up. I really like the 99 Problems one that they do. 99 Loof Balloons remix.
Gotcha.
No. You know how we love talking about bad Sony stories, so here's a kind of a funny one. The PS2 outsold the PS3 in April. So NPD's latest April sales reveal that the PS3 only sold 127,000 units, the lowest since the release of the 40 gig model back in 2007.
What happened? There was a big spike there for a while.
The world economy collapsed.
This was like 2 months ago that there was a spike.
Oh.
It was because two games came out in Japan.
Gotcha.
To make matters worse, the age-old PS2 outsold the PS3 this month, selling over 172,000 units. So it sold 50,000 more units than the...
Can we just say right now that the PS3 has lost this generation?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
They're third place, at least in this region.
The only thing it has left going forward is Blu-ray.
That's it.
But who cares about Blu-ray? I mean, honestly.
I care.
Do you?
I think
no, I don't know.
But I think the key for Blu-ray is getting that sub-$100 player.
Yep, that's the key.
Yeah, they're way too expensive.
I think the key for Blu-ray is for the
for the movies to not cost a fortune.
Yeah. Well, for the next thing after Blu-ray to come out, because this is what always happens. It was VHS and then Laserdisc, and Laserdisc did nothing, and then DVD,
Laserdisc,
right, and then Blu-ray. So it'll be whatever the next one.
I just think most people don't see a big enough improvement over DVD.
So. I mean, there is an improvement.
Oh, yeah. It's really pretty.
But a lot of people don't have big TVs, and an upscale DVD looks fine.
And we're all size queens here.
It won't get bigger until the TV prices come down.
And the next thing after this probably will be downloads.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that someday we'll be able to download movies. Who knows
or
when
stream.
That'll happen? But
of course
stream
we have,
them.
Of course, we have bandwidth caps.
It's too much work, though. I wish I could just get it and be done with it.
Yeah, as soon as there is a boxy box that's easy to do that with, I think that does it.
Right now, I just don't want to deal with that.
Yeah,
she doesn't want to deal with it.
Netflix works great on
Sims
my Xbox.
3. Yeah. Who here was a Sims fan?
Never
played.
You're a girl.
Anne Marie's uncle writes programming for The Sims or whatever.
Yeah. A double insider.
Well, The Sims 3. And so here, the first, I didn't even know The
I recall
Sims 3
a tweet from Jess saying she was about to be balls deep in Sims 3.
Exactly.
Balls deep.
She
balls
was yesterday.
Deep.
There's a billboard on the at the intersection of 35W and 494 right here by the Best Buy headquarters.
Headquarters.
Mm-hmm. And
world
it's,
headquarters.
Yes. And it
world.
Is
the it's
entire
huge.
World.
I got in a car accident right there.
It's a Sims 3
so you get the idea
billboard.
Box.
Oh,
and,
no.
And I remember seeing it the first time, and I was like, I thought it was really strange to see a Sims 3 billboard.
Did you say WTF, or did you say what the fuck when you saw
a Left 4 Dead billboard?
Yeah, right, and before that, it was a BlackBerry Storm billboard.
BlackBerry Storm.
Thank you. That's what Adam said when he got an accident.
So, anyway, The Sims is always kind of a big game. If you combine all the SKUs for each one of them, they're like the highest selling games of all time. So all the expansions for each one, if you combine them all together. Anyway, it was leaked to the torrent sites. It hasn't even been released to retail yet, but it's been out there for a couple of weeks now. So this is kind of a big deal because if you remember when Spore came out, there was this big big to-do about the DRM that they were using. So they decided to not use it anymore, and this is kind of what happened afterwards. So I downloaded it yesterday, and
wow!
As soon as I created as soon as I created my character the very first time, and then you get into the world where you have to like click
a
on
hot
stuff,
chick with big boobs.
I was bored already. So that's just me though. I can never play those games.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't understand the difference.
Once you seduce the neighbor, male or female, the game is over.
For you, it's mostly male.
Yes.
Yeah.
Scooter, quick question.
For some people, it's like they want to build the house bigger, and I get that. It's just like the things to do. I'd rather play SimCity
SimCity was the best Sims, I thought.
Yes.
And I liked Sim Earth a little bit, but SimCity was
SimCopter, best game.
Yawnfest. Scooter, quick question for you.
Yeah, make Scooter talk Sims more.
Scooter, Molly earlier did an imitation of Tyra Banks, spot on. Can you counter that with an imitation of your own? Anyone out there? Kermit the
Sexy
Frog.
Lady.
You must have someone.
I have no one.
Scooter from Muppet Babies.
Do you Fly the Conchords?
I can't do Fly the Conchords.
What a pussy!
Weak.
I do not do imitations.
Can I just say Molly like 3 and Scooter like 0?
Like or actual?
Actual.
All right.
All right. Last story, real quick.
Yes.
I just kind of thought this was kind of a neat little one. Astronauts watched the new Star Trek movie in outer space.
Yeah,
last week.
They also tweeted from space.
Well, they did not tweet from outer space. This came out the other day.
Oh no, scandal!
It was not actually Astronaut Joe or Astro Joe or whatever.
Astro Mike.
Yeah, Astro Mike. It was not him. It was someone at NASA doing it for him. But they came out and said this ahead of time.
Okay.
So. It's just that everyone.
So wait, you're telling me that the Mars thing, that the actual thing itself is not tweeting?
Are those?
That's my understanding. Oh no, no.
I'm just making a joke.
Oh, okay.
Were the words?
I was expecting
used?
The Mars probe to actually be tweeting from Mars.
So
but
the
I guess
words
it's not.
Used were still his words, though.
Yeah,
that was pretty uninteresting.
Yes.
Awesome.
But yeah, so they watched J.J. Abrams' new Star Trek on a laptop last week.
Pirated copy, downloaded from
Adam sent it to them, by the way.
I don't know, I thought that was kind of neat. That's
great.
To do.
Good times.
Yeah, it was at the International Space Station. Those are the people that are watching it, not the people on
the shuttle.
What shuttle's out there right now? It's not Discovery.
Is that Atlantis?
Endeavor.
There's only three left. So.
Right.
There's only three left.
Whichever one's out there. It's not them. It's the people at the space station that we're watching.
I think Molly's putting on lip gloss right now.
No, I'm playing with my gum.
She's playing with her gum. That's okay. What the show's could have.
That's it for the news,
to.
Pals.
That's
it for the news, pals. Jared.
Yeah?
Push another button.
Oh, wait.
Don't ruin it.
There was one more news story.
No, too late.
I know.
Was it good?
Yeah, no, probably not. It was about Elizabeth Hasselbeck being an idiot on The View and Jesse Ventura.
That's not news.
Jesse Ventura, what?
If you wanted to say Jesse that Ponder. Elizabeth Ponder. Hasselbeck got run down by a bike on the sidewalk, that's news.
Or as Earl refers to her, Hasselbaby.
Hasselbaby. We've got three reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam, start reading some text about one of these reviews.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Which one do I get to do?
You're doing Green Day.
Green Day.
We don't have text in the other ones. We're going to wing those.
I have text on them. I typed it up.
Wow.
All right.
Go ahead.
We're talking about 21st Century Breakdown, which is Green Day's eighth album, and their first since 2004's American Idiots.
Wow.
Nice.
Who here went to prom in 2004? I don't think either one of them. Oh.
You're in college.
Wow. Don't even
I still
start
went to prom.
With
all right.
He still goes every year.
I just want to admit.
Let's see. It can be thought of as a true follow-up to American Idiot, given that both albums follow a similar structure, have characters that are at the center of the concept, and have overarching themes. Also, the standard version of the album, this is the one without the kind of extra tracks that you can get from iTunes and stuff, has 18 tracks that span nearly 70 minutes. And I really like pointing this out because if you look at Dookie and Insomniac, the band's first two big albums, it's longer than both of those combined.
It's true.
Yes. So the album itself is divided kind of arbitrarily into three separate acts. If you followed American Idiots, I guess that was actually in five acts. This is all kind of news to me, but stuff I learned while doing the review. The first of which is kind of generally being looked at as the stronger one, more Green Day-ish. Here's a track from the first third of the album. It's the very Clash-inspired Know Your Enemy.
Nice.
Yeah, there's a lot of other songs that
way to feature that drum beat at the beginning.
Well, you know what I realized?
Way to cue it up.
So I installed Windows 7 a few weeks ago and I reformatted my computer and I don't have Adobe Audition anymore. So I need to get that before
you need to figure that out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So a lot of other songs that are strongly influenced by other bands. So say the music reviewers that know more than me anyway. A lot of people are saying that the second Viva La Gloria song apes the Doors, but really I hear Gogo Bordello on a couple of the tracks, including that one. And that Last Night on Earth is the worst Lennon song Lennon never wrote. So take that for what you will. But there's a lot of normal, hard, fast, thumping Green Day on here as well, such as this next track, or this clip from the track Easy Jesus Nowhere. East Jesus. Sacrificial suicide. Like a dog that's been sawed up. Yeah. See, I did better that time.
Very good.
I have the fates, by the way.
Damn it. Jared, you, I think of the three of us, you like this the most, so why don't we start with you?
Okay. Wow, you're right on the show now? Sweet.
Turn his mic off.
This is an album that I was sort of looking forward to, but I don't know. I've had a sort of change of heart when it comes to how I feel about Green Day over the last few years. It's like, ever since
they rejected
American Idiot. I don't like their new image. They seem like more glam years. I don't know. I just don't like how they look. Maybe that's
you mean old. You mean like
you
they
mean,
look like
no,
old?
No,
they look
that
old,
is
but
their
they look
biggest problem
they look more
right
like
now.
They look more like these prototypical rock stars now, and it really bugs me. You know,
Molly's
it's like
shaking her head.
They lost
in
all of their punkiness, and I don't know. So I wasn't really looking forward to this album, and I was really underwhelmed by their performance on SNL prior to hearing the album. So, but I listened to this album about 5 times, and each time I liked it more, which is really weird. I mean, it's,
so if you listen to it 5 more times,
at some point I'm not going to like it as
much.
Oh,
you're just going to stop.
But I kept finding more things that I liked about it. The lead single, I think, is it's catchy, but I still think it's boring. It's just, I don't know. It doesn't do anything for me, really.
I think you posted that on the old
Facebook,
it
just
too.
Gets stuck in my head, though, and it kind of pisses me off. So
it's doing something right.
Yes, Shane, it's doing something right.
You sound like you're angry that you like this album.
I kind of wanted to not like it, but I don't know. But I keep finding more, like I said, there's more and more things I like. The production is top-notch. You can't really fault it for that. It might be overproduced.
yeah, thanks, Butch Vig.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucker Butch Vig.
But well, yeah, I hope yeah, Butch Vig doesn't overproduce anything. Come on, but no, I find myself finding enough of the up tempo kind of old school Green Day rockers that I really like. Murder City, I think, is my favorite song on the album right now.
Yeah, I have that listed in my notes.
I don't know what else to say. I mean, it's too long. 18 tracks is way too many. I think you could have cut out 5 or 6 songs and it would have been stronger. It's like Shane and I, you and I talked about it. It's like the Red Hot Chili Peppers their double album. It's like, what are they thinking? It's too much stuff. I didn't really grasp the overall concept. I didn't realize I guess I figured there was a concept going on just because that seems to be what they do now. But it wasn't very apparent to me. And it's probably because I'm a music first, lyrics later kind of listener.
No, it's because it's Green Day.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. So I haven't really delved into the lyrical content much. So it's all broad strokes, but so far I like it.
I'm going to go right over to Molly right now, jutting her breasts out for everyone out there. What is going on with that maneuver?
I was taking a nap.
You folks on the stream just got a treat.
I was taking a nap, as you know.
There's
relaxing.
No stream.
So that's quite a nap,
when
my
you
friend.
You put your hands up.
Quite a nap.
Go out there, you know.
Io, a nap for 3. Molly, let's talk about your opinion on the Green Day album.
Well, I didn't listen to it. I only saw their performance on SNL, and I was too distracted by their punk look not aging with them, so it made them look even older and more ridiculous.
Yes.
They look ridiculous.
You can't take them seriously. The dyed hair, everything, the looks just does not fit them. They need to, if they're going to progress their
too
music,
much
they need
glue
to progress.
In the hair.
They need to progress their look as well, and the look did not work for me. So I can't listen to them because of how they look. But can I? Do you read that they're doing American Idiot as a musical on Broadway now?
Yes,
I have heard that.
Yeah, I don't agree with that either.
Scooter, a rock opera.
Scooter, what do you agree with?
I've only listened to the first 5.5 tracks on my way over here this morning. But
good dedication.
Way to prep for this.
It's more
show.
Than I did.
It's I don't know. I wasn't thrilled. I think they look, like Molly just said, ridiculous now.
You hear that, Green Day? Clean it up.
Yep.
and
you ever heard of a comb?
Whoa.
Slow down.
You're be punk, but be punk for your age, not punk for a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
You know?
It's pretty bad. I don't really listen to lyrics, so I don't know about the whole story thing. I mean, for me, lyrics are just part of the music.
Word up.
But it was all right, but it didn't seem great. And for, you know, being 5 years almost, seems like they should have gone with like a short.
They did have an album in between there.
Say.
Oh, did they?
It was what? They recorded under a different name.
Oh, yeah, but it should have
I
been
didn't like
what
I heard
a short.
I can't
hey,
what it
we're
was.
Back.
I'm unfamiliar with that.
Here's some great songs.
You can look it up.
Rock out.
Yeah, you have time to like process and finesse the songs. Yeah.
Well,
that
not everything
time.
Has to be a concept now. Come on.
Yeah.
Now.
What about you, Adam?
Well, I mean, this it made it worse because I read the Rolling Stone interview with mm-hmm. them, and apparently Billy Joe Armstrong is like just this maniac, you know, who's like basically they were kind of comparing him, his bandmates anywhere were kind of almost comparing him to Kurt Cobain in terms of like, you know, what a music genius he was.
And
so,
he's the boss.
Well, yeah. And I have no problem with like the leader and singer of the band being the boss, but like to kind of putting him up on this pedestal, and then Butch Vig, who produced Nevermind, is, you know, kind of going on and saying the exact same things. Then you listen to it, and realizing that it's really they're trying to like have like these messages in it, and like American Idiot was supposed to be like pseudo political, not even pseudo political. It's supposed to be like a political album, and it's just like really Green Day. Like I can appreciate trying to have like social messages in your music, but not when you're Green Day and you sound like this. And also when you look at yourselves, you guys just look ridiculous.
It's always back to the looking ridiculous.
It really bugs me. I don't know why. It's
just, you can't
I fast
listen.
Forward.
Also,
SNL.
Trey Cool, that is a terrible name. When you were 18, that was probably funny. But like you're 37 now. This is not okay anymore.
Well, you know, if you let Jared talk long enough, he usually covers almost every one of my talking points. So sorry. I am not. That's all right. I'm not full.
Well, let me go first then.
I know. But let me just reiterate. I think the album does sound great, but it is too long. You could cut it in half. Be fine with that.
I don't know. Nine songs.
They couldn't
have
told the same story.
The thing is that you know, I went back and I went back and re-listened to it again last night, and the main problem I had with it initially was everything sounded alike. That was my take on it. But when I went back and re-listened to it, it doesn't really sound
alike.
It
starts to get more diverse.
But there's so much stuff on there. Eventually, it collapses on itself because it just.
They
starts
could cut
to
out,
sound like
cut out anything that sounds like a Spanish song. Get rid of that.
And I don't
wow,
care.
Racist.
I don't care what anybody says. I think American Idiot is a modern American classic album. I think that it will stand the test of time of being a great album for the time.
Never heard it.
And that's an album that I think got the social commentary across, and they varied the songs up so much.
Whatever. It's like there's no subtlety in there.
It doesn't have to be subtle. I just think that it has to do what the band wants it to do.
I think it does, because typically in music lyrics, you're dealing with metaphors and analogies the entire time.
Well, I think for the time, it worked. I stand by that.
I guess 2004 was the year of non-subtlety. So, because I'm pretty sure a Wayne's Brother movie did really well.
I think
year,
so.
So I guess that would be
I think
Shane,
so.
Which when do you like better, American out? Idiot yeah. or Dookie? Wow,
here's the thing. Oh.
I have an easy answer for that one.
I was not a fan of Green Day when they came out. I didn't like them. I thought that they were one note wonder sort of thing. They just didn't appeal to me back in the day. I think I appreciate them more now, but I haven't listened to Dookie since the album came out.
See, I like Dookie, but all the social commentary, what their politicalness, what they're trying to do, is totally turned me off of the band. Rather than saying this is a great concept or whatever they're trying
yes,
to do.
Yes, we can. That's all I'm going to say. Yes, we can. Turn our mic off. Okay, so let's give this thing a score and let's keep pushing on.
The Scope score is 2.5 stars.
So Adam was here. He didn't push it up any higher or lower.
He's doing his job. He's making sure that we don't have all 3 stars and above.
Exactly. Gotcha. So we've got 2 quick reviews of movies. Molly was just talking about Green Day. Everyone wants to hear her talk about Night at the Museum 2. Molly, what's it about?
Night at the Museum 2, all the museum exhibits get packed up and moved to the Smithsonian to go into storage. And then
like this in the background.
Mm-hmm. They get in a fight with Hank Azaria, so Ben Stiller has to go rescue them.
And when does Ben Stiller pull the jizz off his ear?
That's right, what that
right
was.
There's a place there by Darth Vader.
Sorry.
Well, okay, so there's really only 3 main characters, which would be Ben Stiller, Amy Adams, and Hank Azaria. Everyone else is just small bit parts, but there's no plot, and Amy Adams and Ben Stiller don't have any chemistry whatsoever, in my opinion. But I laughed the whole time. I enjoyed it. Each of the people who came in, it was half of a Judd Apatow cast, half of an Office cast, half of all these
and
people
Eddie Murphy
all
cast.
Together.
That's 150% cast.
That's a lot of cast.
I know.
And what clip did you bring for us?
I don't know. Do you have a clip?
This is awkward. She didn't bring a clip.
This is just like when a star is
can we roll the clip?
Really enjoyed Bill Hader as General Cluster combing his hair 150 times.
Did you say
times.
General Cluster?
Like clusterfuck.
Clusterfuck.
Do you know that Bill Hader has a pink T-Mobile sidekick as his phone?
That's sexy.
My friend Tracy saw him.
But he,
Tracy
but
Jordan?
He's got the blonde hair, and he's brushing it and counting his strokes and telling everyone it's like currency.
Oh, it sounds like a great movie, Jared.
Anyways, no, but I sat with a guy. Right. And he liked it too. It was just, it was funny.
A guy liked it? Oh, this got to be good if a guy liked it.
Must have been some boobs
in
it.
It was one of those Molly things.
Molly was taking a nap.
there was, I felt like there was nothing to do. Are you not disappointed with summer movies right now? Because I am. Because there's nothing I wanted to see.
I've seen a couple of winners.
How many times have you seen Star Trek?
Twice.
Okay. Yeah,
you're very disappointed. And you've watched Glee 8 times.
But there's nothing else. But there's nothing else besides that that I wanted to see.
And good for you.
It's not even June. What do you want?
Oh, I know. Get to June already. Give me some movies. You know?
She wanted Wolverine to be better.
G.I. Joe will be here soon. It's okay.
There was nothing in April and May. Anyways.
We're off track. Talk about
Glee. All I wanted to say is, I enjoyed the movie. I had laughs. It was enjoyable.
We laughed, we cried, and we gave it a scope score.
The scope score is 3 stars.
With an asterisk next to it.
Yeah, that may be the first official scope score we've given to someone who is not an official host of the show.
And you know
she
what?
Is the first lady of the scope.
There's a lot of problems Hostess with it, but if you just want to smile a little bit and have a little chuckle, then it's worth it.
Well, speaking of chuckling, let's talk about the movie that Jared Scooter and I saw in the last couple days, Terminator Salvation.
Laugh Riot.
Jared, what is this movie about?
It's a continuation of the Terminator saga. In this one, you get to see the human struggle against Skynet and all the machines. This one features John Connor and a young Kyle Reese.
Very exciting.
Yes.
So is it even worth giving any more of a plot than what you just gave? Is it nearly impossible?
I think you're going to get a lot of action set pieces and
hey, do they destroy Skynet? You can spoil it. Come on.
Do we want to play a clip? We have a clip.
We actually have an exclusive clip. I don't know if this is in the movie or if this is a cut scene.
Oh.
But it involves John Connor, played by Christian Bale, his wife, played by Bryce Dallas Howard.
Right.
And then also some other broad in there who is wearing sort of tight-fitting leather harness.
The lady from, it's all future the lady women from our favorite show that MEC canceled last year with the guy from where he time-traveled.
Oh, I
Sliders?
Love that show.
That's where she's from. I knew she was familiar.
With Journeyman.
She plays a character who is, she's a pilot, and she runs across a mysterious stranger trying to find...
Kevin McKidd, that's his name.
What's his face? Kyle or...
John Connor.
Not John Connor, the other guy.
Kyle Reese.
And just play
who
the
is Kyle Reese before you do that? Because you said his name twice now.
John Connor's.
He is the guy. Yeah. He went back in time in the first episode.
Played by the guy who plays Chekhov in Star Trek.
Yeah, okay. That's not really a spoiler.
Oh, that's sad. I didn't catch
that. You didn't
that.
Know
yeah.
that?
No.
Chekhov in Star Trek. He was in Alpha Dog in a Cry.
He's an Alpha Dog. And let's play a clip.
You sent Marathi and me to provide cover for some civilians. He was one of them.
Was there a teenage boy?
I honestly don't know.
What is,
they were taking
what is
him
he
to a
doing
transport.
There?
He was the only one left.
Not he. Claire. It. It was the only one left.
You're
don't be
unfucking
naive.
Believable.
It saved my life. Kate, what's gonna happen to him? Disassembled. You mean killed?
You don't
it may
fucking
have information
understand.
On Skynet. I know he's not the enemy. I've been shot at by the enemy. That's not him. That machine saved you only to gain access to kill all of us.
I'm gonna fucking kick your fucking ass.
Wow,
he uses
very
his
angry.
Batman voice.
Yeah, a lot of whispering in this movie, which is strange because his ranting must have come out of that, all the McGee direction to whisper. He just exploded on that lighting guy, but
yeah.
What are you going to say? Scooter, let's go to you. You've been very verbose. Right. We can't keep you quiet during this episode of The Scope.
I've actually had to mute him at times.
He talks too much, Scooter. Your take on
think,
this movie?
Like this movie, it seemed like it almost could have stood by itself without the rest of the Terminator movies. It's in the future. You know, it's showing you don't care that Arnold Schwarzenegger went back in time. You know, it's all by itself. And if you look at it on that thing, or on that level, I think it was pretty awful. But as an action movie Terminator thing, I enjoyed it. I liked the robots. I liked the explosions, the fighting. It was kind of all over the place. So it's like, hey, let's go do this. And cut. Now they're doing it. You know, like there's no...
Yeah, there was a lot of plot in this and a lot of awkward transitions between pieces and back and forth in these characters.
This is why you can't introduce time travel into movies. Like, there's never an okay time to be like, oh, okay, well, now that we've done this, time travel will never be an issue again.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can maybe do it for one film, but if we can do a whole series, that's hard.
Let's look at Jared. Yeah. He loved this movie. He was beaming from ear to ear.
Scooter has more to say.
Oh, I'm sorry, for Jared.
I was not beaming from ear to ear. And I'd like to let Scooter finish his train of thought.
You keep cutting him off.
Rapid fire.
He doesn't interject himself. You need to let him finish.
I'm running the show here. Scooter, please. Stop listening to these people interrupt you and just get right to the point.
All
right.
Let's do this. So...
So anyway, I was
go right over to Jared.
It was bad as far as that is.
Is it good or bad? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
It was good, but no, it was bad.
Action movie wise, it was great. Terminator wise, I thought it was pretty bad.
Where do you rank it? Do you rank it?
I think I said two when we
crunch some numbers.
Or you mean rank it
in the four movies?
Oh,
where are you going to put this?
The bottom.
Crunch them again.
You're putting it under three?
I'm putting it under.
Wow.
I did not like three at all. I thought three either.
I wasn't a huge fan of.
It's
terrible.
Worse than three.
I'm just going to ignore that three ever existed.
Okay.
To the show?
Yeah.
The show is a totally different thing, I think.
Do they have motorcycle Terminators in the show?
No. No, they did not.
Okay,
but
Jared.
I'm really disappointed so far.
Go ahead, Jared.
I'm going to be good.
I'm going to say I'm a Terminator fan. I liked Terminator 3 quite a bit, actually. And for me, this, as a Terminator movie, I thought this was wonderful. Yeah, there's some big leaps of logic. There's some plot holes, and I agree the editing was maybe too tight. And you didn't really get a chance to kind of see proper motivations or even proper procedure on a lot of things. But I don't know. The action set pieces were phenomenal at times.
They were good.
Yes.
I really liked a lot of the new Terminator robots. I thought they were pretty damn cool. And they didn't. The CG was excellent, in my opinion, for the most part. There were some green screen backgrounds that were a little questionable at times, but I think the integration of the robots was fantastic.
And some of those older robots were a little bulkier, so they could have easily been played by people in costumes.
I'm pretty sure the T-600s were people in costume.
Yeah.
There was a lot of chatter about the big Terminator-ish or Transformer-ish robot in the desert, but I thought that was pretty awesome.
Is that the giant one?
Yeah.
The Peter? Okay, I have a question.
Collects humans.
Right, I have a question, because it becomes very Matrix-y at that point. Why does it collect humans? Can you just tell us?
Do we want to spoil it?
I mean, is there a reason for it?
Reason for it,
yeah.
Yes. I think... they're studying humans. I mean, as far as
studying,
I mean,
they're
going to
use them.
The original Terminator is living tissue over metal endoskeleton.
Sure.
Yes.
They're
collecting humans essentially to try to figure out this.
How
kind
we
of
do
stuff.
This? Okay. Yes.
I was trying to make sure that it wasn't like as an energy source like the Matrix. So.
No, nothing like
I'm
that.
I'm relieved about that.
And had a couple different product placements in there too. Jared, you notice that?
Did it?
Sony Vaio.
Yeah.
7-Eleven.
That's true.
Twice 7-Eleven. It was a destroyed 7-Eleven, but they made sure you knew it was a destroyed 7-Eleven. Jared.
I think that, like Star Trek, there were a number of nods to the previous films that I thought were fun and didn't really stick out as being really out of place or anything. So, I don't know. For me, as a Terminator fan, I thought it was a really enjoyable film.
And, they do repeat some of the same beats in both the number one and number two Terminator films. You know, some of the action pieces kind of tie into that and some might say that's not original. Some might say it's a nice homage to it. But I thought that was kind of cool. I thought the acting overall was okay.
It was okay.
I mean,
and let's not forget the
casting. 90% fighting.
The casting for Kyle Reese was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that the acting was workmanlike in the sense that, they were doing what the script said. And I don't think the script was always very good. I think it was...
The script went through a lot of changes.
It was sort of, canned, typical cliche stuff.
Yeah.
Christian Bale whispered a lot, which was sort of annoying to me.
Did he whisper in his deep voice?
Give me what I want! It wasn't any of that.
Yeah, it was his commando.
There was two really pointless characters, too. His wife.
What was she doing?
There was no reason, and they didn't have, there wasn't a chemistry type of thing.
I didn't care about my wife,
I want to really stop
it. It's because
these,
they had a child star in the second one, so they had to have a former child star.
Yes.
In this one.
Ah, yes.
Oh, okay.
And then what's the other pointless character?
The little girl that was like Kyle Reese's sidekick.
Oh, you mean the Mad Max?
She had a reason, but you could have done that another way.
I thought it was just kind of a gimmicky type of thing.
So. Jared, would you buy this on DVD?
Yes.
Scooter?
Yes, because I like action.
I want to watch T3 now.
All right, so let's give it a review. Score.
Where am I? There we are.
The Scope score is... 2.75 stars.
It's got a long show going here.
All right, so let's keep pushing on. We've got coming soon. Adam, you're back in the mix. Let's do it.
Great. Can't wait to see how many sound effects we have played over me on this one.
Let's go again.
So first, music, May 26th.
Let's go again.
There you go. Marilyn Manson has a new album coming out, so that's necessary.
Shut the fuck up!
We all wish he would already.
That's what that is, man. I'm telling you.
Mandy Moore has a new album coming out called...
Oh, I'm so excited.
Amanda Lay. What do you think that's all about?
I have no idea.
Is that her real name? I think that's Mandy Moore's real
name?
Could be. I don't know.
I don't know.
Who knows about
you, prick?
You have Phoenix listed on here, but I'm pretty sure it came out already.
It already came out.
Okay, because if it didn't, I have it. I mean, you know.
But I thought that the full album already came out.
I don't know. Nick Delo is going crazy about it, so it's I really assume good. It has.
Okay, yeah. Well, I thought that I did. I re-researched it and it said next week. But.
If not, then Last FM has probably sent that data to the RIAA, and all right. I know that I have been listening to that.
You're so. Gone.
All right.
June 2nd, 311 has a new album. Yeah.
Oh,
remember when people were like, 311 means KKK? Remember when they thought that was a thing?
Eighth grade. Yeah. Actually, ninth grade, I think.
Wow. Elvis Costello has a new album.
Yeah.
The Eels.
Boy, he's been making a lot of TV appearances, too.
He sure has.
He was funny in 30 Rock.
I liked it.
I thought that whole bit was actually kind of funny.
Yes. Dan Aykroyd needed to be on it, though.
Yeah.
Iggy Pop.
Okay.
All right. anyone
who's younger than 35.
Right. Motion pictures, no. By the way, no. 311? Okay. No, they're probably older too. Movies. Drag Me to Hell, the new Sam Raimi movie.
I don't want to see it.
Don't want to see it.
About crossing a gypsy. That is the counter programming to Pixar's Up, which these are always hard for me to tell if they're going to like be big or not because I always base it on how many commercials I see, but I don't watch kids' shows, so how would I know? And I'm sure that's where most of the...
My daughter wants to see it. I think it'll be good.
Okay.
I'll probably see it.
I'm just not thrilled.
It's weird to me that kids, when they see cartoons, inherently just know that they're targeted to them. I don't understand that. Like, animation means it's for me. I'm a little kid.
Yeah, they don't see like a shampoo commercial and go, oh, I need some of that.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't really have an answer to that.
And then they smell their pits and they're like, I need some deodorant.
Yes. I need some Axe body spray, Mom. Mom, Axe body spray, Mom.
It's like you're in my house.
June 5th, there's another two movies, one geared towards the kids or the family, and then one not. All right. I'll try to hurry this along. So first there's Land of the Lost.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyone excited about that?
I'm kind of excited about it. It looks like it
could be terrible or awesome.
Is what's his name?
Quiet really, down, really Scooter. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. All the time in the background.
You just keep talking, Scooter.
Who's playing the little thing? Because I'm
Chaka.
Chaka.
Is that Akiva Schreiber or whatever?
I think so.
Playing
right?
from
Lonely Island.
Yeah.
Really?
One of those guys is playing that. Yeah.
I think it's Akiva.
Cool.
So
the one that jizzed in his pants. I believe that's playing.
Yes.
Did you see the response to Jizz in My Pants? Puke in my mouth. No.
Who did that?
Oh, the girl one?
The girl. that they puke in their mouth.
Yeah.
Gross.
All I care about is mother.
Girls just aren't funny.
That sounds
And it's on YouTube, so they need to give you an idea.
Done and done.
The other movie on June 5th I'm kind of excited for is The Hangover.
Yes.
Really? You're excited funny.
Very much. Great trailer for that.
Yeah.
Really?
Hold on. This is my favorite part.
Yeah. Yes. What that looks hilarious.
Scooter called me a racist the other day about that.
Yeah.
He's
probably right.
I don't
want to hear the very first Molly racist story.
Yeah.
Okay. No, you don't.
Okay.
Basically, she
said, white is good, black is bad. I am not. I was talking about a truck.
A little peaky there.
Turn her mic off. Let's go.
All right. DVD, the Land of the Lost complete series comes out. And June 2nd, Revolutionary
Road. I don't know. Timing is a little suspect.
Thorella and Manila and Quincy season 3. So
oh, boy. Is the Quincy film coming out this summer, too? Is that why the release of that?
Finally,
Scooter's working on
we've
that.
We've got video games.
Quincy MD in 3D.
Who here plays video games?
I play them.
Occasionally.
I'm playing Mirror's Edge right now.
Scooter plays video games. You know what I realized today? Mandy said that she's like, you're almost 30, and she said something else. And then I looked around my room, and I got really depressed because I saw comic books, and WoW was on the computer, and I was like, but then I was like, it's okay.
She's trying to change you.
But then she wasn't talking about it in a negative way. I just took it that way. But then I felt better because I was
to start working on a classic car.
Oh, wait. Shane and
you're,
Jared.
You're almost 10.
Well, I was going to say, Shane and Jared are almost 40, and they are
what? I'm not almost 40, sir.
All right. I am over the hump to 40. That's
not
very
not
sad.
Me, sucker.
Guess what?
What?
My birthday is next Saturday.
Yep.
All right. Mine's a Saturday.
How does
that
relate to video games?
Sunday after that.
That was a weird. Oh, I guess
good for you.
Thank you.
Well. All right, so video games. It's coming out this next week. Infamous for the PS3.
That's supposed to be good.
All right.
Fuel. You're going to fucking trash them.
And Damnation.
Don't know what that is.
Week of May 31st, The Sims 3, the aforementioned Sims 3. Red Faction, Virtua Tennis for the Wii. Finally, another game to maybe buy for my Wii.
But that's going to have that...
the motion control.
The motion control on it.
Wallace and Gromit, Episode 1, Fright of the Bumblebees.
Get it? It's a play on words.
I don't get it.
Okay, well...
Flight of the Conchords?
We'll explain it, to you after
the
show.
Bumblebees?
Wait, what does this have to do with Bumblebee?
Thank you, Wallace.
Is that a Transformers thing?
Yeah, it cries.
Oh. And Star Trek... DAC for the PC and PS3.
Thank you.
It's already out on Xbox Live.
There you go.
It's really not
is that
exciting.
It?
That is it.
All
nothing
right.
else is coming soon. Zero.
Wow. One last comment.
We covered it all.
Do Molly? I want a last comment?
No, you have room for last comments later. He meant about coming soon.
Oh, about coming soon?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, wait, way to spike it. Jared, yeah. Buttons, sounds.
Buttons.
Let's get it.
It's all about buttons with you.
Under the scope.
Okay, Jared is getting his paperwork ready. He's got some things. You can hear him shuffling the papers. There's so much there. That mic sensitivity picking it up.
I never even gave you the schedule of sounds this time. I printed it out.
No, that's how good we are. We are a class act operation.
Whatever, it's the same shit every week.
Okay.
Come on. We've got comments on the last show. Katie writes in, great review, guys. You made me laugh loud enough to make the husband turn up the TV.
You're welcome, Katie.
Thank you.
That was all me, I think, right, guys?
Of course.
Right.
One thing I'm surprised you didn't mention is Nimoy's lack of really secure denture cream.
His Spockian teeth are floating around in his head like they're...
I guess I didn't notice. Did you?
I didn't notice.
I was just noticing how old he looks. You know what? And then
he doesn't look that bad.
No, I was going to say...
He doesn't look that bad.
When I saw him show up on SNL, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's not completely decrepit.
It was great makeup.
Oof. Yeah. Gary Whiteson. Earl is a very funny stand-in for Adam. Great show. As for Adam, I like him better when he's real and not doing a bit.
Right.
I don't know when that is.
Adam, when are you doing a bit?
Can we
have some sort of disclaimer ahead of time?
We need a laugh track.
Tonight.
Or Adam's doing a bit sounder.
Tonight at a barbecue, I will be doing many bits. Playing with many bits, I guess.
I will be there.
You might ask you in your penis.
I was going to say, you're going to masturbate in public?
Scooter, will you be there to witness these bits?
I think I will be there.
Jared and I, not invited.
No. Well, yeah, how does it feel, jerks?
I was thinking
every
that.
Time like we leave this thing, you guys are like, all right, well, I'll see you back at my place in half an hour.
You can't wait to get your ass out of here, you mother effer.
I never get invited.
He's
to
a mother
anything.
Lover.
You don't.
Finally, Mike writes, another great show. Had to skip the Star Trek talk as I have yet to see it. Earl is once again a great guest, and I can't wait for the Transformers 2 discussion. I'm so glad that Molly is coming back to the next show. It has been way too long since I heard that sweet and sexy voice.
And that's talking about his penis there as well. Way too long.
Thank you.
She was putting her private bits all over the place here this episode.
Private bits.
Quite crazy.
I was protruding them into the air.
She was
next week, by the way, listeners, if you want to hear the Molly racism story, write in and Adam will definitely tell it.
Yeah.
He will not tell the Molly racism story.
I probably will.
Are you admitting to it, Molly?
I am not. He will not be here to tell the story.
You're probably right about that, too.
You can talking about fried chicken and watermelons? Is that the...
No, that's the Shane racist story. My favorite Shane racist story is the Jewish one on the bus.
Oh, I like... But you know what, Shane?
That is a good one.
That racist story is the first time that I was really introduced to you when Adam brought you over to me and was bombarded by, is this racist? Am I Jew? What is this?
It's good stuff. Yeah. Good stuff.
Send your tales, your request for tales of racism to comments at thescopeshow.com. You can dial our voicemail line. Nobody's really dialing the voicemail line lately. I don't know what it is.
Adam has never done. He gets drunk all the time. He never.
All right. How about tonight? I will. What's that number again?
646-495-9201, extension 7005.
That might be the reason why people.
It's really
are
not that hard.
What was the last four again?
It's called free, Shane. It's called free. We want free voicemail, and we tried it before and.
Yeah. Everyone has free long distance now. Let's get over it.
Google Grand Central.
Yeah, well,
Google Grand Central.
Not all of us have Google Voice because they won't turn my shit on.
Yeah, if they would start up Google Voice, we'd look into that, and that would be awesome. But we don't have it.
Guess you're just not as cool as I.
You can also join our Scope fan Facebook fan
Scooter
page.
Just
blah blah blah.
You guys.
Go to the website. Scooter is going to get ejected soon.
He's way too mouthy.
I'm thankful for Molly being here to translate Scooter's cryptic talk where he says he's cooler than us, and then Molly responds, he said he's cooler than you guys.
Nice.
It's helpful.
As always, we look for...
You're welcome, Scooter.
Look for reviews in the iTunes Music Store. We haven't had any new in a couple weeks now, so if anyone wants, feels like giving us a review, hop on over there and rate us up.
Yeah, Scooter.
And donations are...
Describe my voice.
Donations are always accepted via the PayPal button on the website at thescopeshow.com.
Programming note. This is going to be new to you, Jared, new to you, Adam. I've got an idea for our next show. Really? Came from my wife.
Whoa. Oh.
And I want our listeners to participate as well.
Will your wife listen to that show?
Maybe. And you two can participate as well. You can send this in an email. Our next show, our bit is going to be the best parts of songs. So it doesn't. I want you guys to think about the best part of a song. You know, maybe it's an okay song, but then you get to a part and it kicks ass.
Wow.
So I want you to send in your best parts, your suggestions for best parts. We will have our list of a few songs, and we're going to go through that. So it'll be a clip-heavy show.
I'm always a fan of the breast parts of the song.
The breast parts. Well, that's why Molly will be
here. The heaving breasts.
So Molly and Scooter, if you have songs that you you like,
think about it.
I think that's a good one.
May I suggest a bit for your show?
Please.
I think you should do the World Series of Scope.
I was waiting for that to show up.
And if you listeners think
you,
they should...
F you!
She said F you,
honey.
Listeners.
And if you, listeners.
So much for First Lady of the Scope.
She's the Lisa Lampanelli of the Scope.
They should do the World Series of Scope as well, and you want to participate,
the
you
World
need to
Series
write
of Scope. Have you ever listened to the show?
And let them know.
The World Series of Pop Culture is...
We don't do a World Series of Scope.
Whatever. It's...
Whatever.
We're having drinks here in the Scope of Cabana.
Whatever it's called, your quiz show... Do it up, and if you want them to do it up too, you need to write in and let them know, because it's all about you. It's all about you.
It's
You tell them what's up.
We will.
And Molly's going to be writing questions for that, because that's, you know...
Yep.
That's why we haven't done it. It's writing questions takes a lot of time.
I don't just go to some book, Molly, like these other shows. I write, I think about them, then I ask Adam to send me 20 questions, and he sends me 2.
It's about my level of commitment. A good 10%. That's what you get out of me.
Very nice. So, listen, guys, the show is going very long, so let's just wrap this son of a bitch up.
Okay.
74 is coming soon. Send in your favorite parts of songs to us. Thanks to Molly and Scooter. This is The Scope. We'll see you next time.
I'll see you in 2 times.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
646-495-9201, extension 70055.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying, tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.